I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Let's narrow it down a little bit. What did you love in The Force Awakens? What moved you during the film?
Okay, that's where I was going to go. I almost passed out. So I was so excited when it was actually on that I couldn't breathe when the opening crawl happened. I was just like, I had to get up. I had to actually leave the theater for a very brief time because I had to get up and walk around. I almost passed out. I was so excited. I was so excited. I couldn't breathe. So, I don't know. Oh, well, I guess I can narrow it down. I think, you know, The Force Awakens hits me, and it hit me even watching it at home for the first time, emotionally in the same spots. I can't say it's my favorite scene just because it's my favorite scene, but the scene that gets the most amount, that always gives me goosebumps for some reason or another is, which, again, let me say, it may not be my favorite scene, but it's the one that gives me a reaction, mm-hmm. which I think is probably closer to the, you know, the truth. When Kylo Ren is going for Luke's lightsaber hilt and it flies, you know, past him and then into Rey's hands, I just, like, the first time, goosebumps. The second time I saw it in the theater, goosebumps. The third time, I'm just, like, ready to cry. What is going on? And then even at home, I had the same reaction. And I know for some it's the Han Solo scene. But it was that scene specifically that just I thought it was the score in combination with the character development and comment. I mean, it was just like, whoa, and I was like, yes, it was so emotional. I only got emotional, believe it or not, with the Han Solo's death when I was going through it and trying to process it for a 2-hour live review of the movie. I was talking through it and I'm like, you know, Han Solo, he fell into the light and I started welling up like this character that had been this rogue, he'd fallen into the light. And that's so deep. The symbolism is just so deep. Just think about that. Right. I mean, he was doing this act of good, you know, for his child. And he's been seen as this character that had a kind of a questionable character and he was going to do whatever he needed to do. And he fell into the light. And I teared up. In talking about it, I teared up, but not in actually seeing it. It took time to process. And I think that was, you kind of go through a traumatic experience and shock kind of keeps you going through it. And then you get, then you process it. Then you have this emotional outpour. I think that was it. You know, I had to process a lot of it. And once I did, then it hit me at a substantial level or a deeper level. But that was one of the scenes that I thought was, I mean, I just, every part of The Force Awakens I thought was just so masterfully done. If there was any question that there was going to be an issue with Disney, everything was erased after that. I mean, in terms of any concerns, like I have no concerns with Disney at all.
Yeah. On those two scenes, I think the one where Rey grabs the lightsaber, that like, I had a very similar reaction because it was so Star Wars. Like, you know, it reminded me of my favorite scene, which is the Luke diving board spring flip to saber catch.
Right.
Like that whole getting the lightsaber. And we did, after The Force Awakens, our premiere was at midnight in Australia, and we did this big live podcast afterwards in this bar next to the cinema with about 200 people and comedians from around Australia and Star Wars fans from around Australia. And I just re-listened to it on the plane over because I've sort of gone through and cleaned it up, sort of just edited out a few dead spots in it because at the time we put it straight up. And all through the podcast, when someone wants to talk about hand dyeing, I'm just like, no, let's not talk about that. Don't remind me. I can't, like, I'm not in a position to talk about this in front of 200 people right now.
Right.
This is they're tomorrow thoughts to have, and I'll just...
I came close to... when you come close to crying on the internet, man, there's no turning back.
That's a good lesson.
That's what happened, man. It's crazy. I feel you.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.